The look didn't really suit Hagrid at all. For a moment, Hermione goggled at him, then, obviously deciding not to comment, she said, "Where are the Scroots?"
"Out by the pumpkin patch," said Hagrid happily. "They're getting massive. Must be nearly 3 foot long now. Only trouble is, they've started killing each other."
"Oh, no, really?" said Hermione, shooting a repressive look at Ron, who, staring at Hagrid's odd hairstyle, had just opened his mouth to say something about it.
"Yeah," said Hagrid sadly. "'S okay, though. I've got them in separate boxes now. Still got about 20.
"Well, that's lucky," said Ron.
Hagrid missed the sarcasm. Hagrid's cabin comprised a single room, in one corner of which was a gigantic bed covered in a patchwork quilt. A similarly enormous wooden table and chairs stood in front of the fire beneath the quantity of cured hams and dead birds hanging from the ceiling. They sat down at the table while Hagrid started to make tea, and were soon immersed in yet more discussion of the Tri-Wizard Tournament. Hagrid seemed quite as excited about it as they were.
"You wait," he said, grinning. "You just wait. You're going to see some stuff you've never seen before. First task..." "Ah, but I'm not supposed to say."
"Go on, Hagrid,"
Harry, Ron and Hermione urged him. But he just shook his head, grinning.
"I don't want to spoil it for you," said Hagrid. "But it's going to be spectacular, I'll tell you that. Them champions are going to have their work cut out. Never thought I'd live to see the Tri-Wizard Tournament played again."
They ended up having lunch with Hagrid, though they didn't eat much. Hagrid had made what he said was a beef casserole, but after Hermione unearthed the large talon in hers, she, Harry and Ron rather lost their appetites. However, they enjoyed themselves trying to make Hagrid tell them what the tasks in the tournament were going to be, speculating which of the entrants were likely to be selected as champions, and wondering whether Fred and George were beardless yet. A light rain had started to fall by mid-afternoon. It was very cosy sitting by the fire, listening to the gentle patter of the drops on the window, watching Hagrid darning his socks and arguing with Hermione about house elves, for he flatly refused to join SPEW when she showed him her badges.
"It'd be doing him an unkindness, Hermione,"
he said gravely, threading a massive bone needle with thick yellow yarn.
"It's in their nature to look after humans. That's what they like, see? You'd be making them unhappy to take away their work and insulting them if you tried to pay them."
"But Harry set Dobby free, and he was over the moon about it," said Hermione. "And we heard he's asking for wages now."
"Yeah, well, you get weirdos in every breed. I'm not saying there isn't the odd elf who'd take freedom, but you'll never persuade most of them to do it. No, nothing doing, Hermione."
Hermione looked very cross indeed and stuffed her box of badges back into her cloak pocket.